Thanks very much, Vicky, for the introduction, and thank you very much for inviting us here tonight to talk about Brain Roots. I'm part of the Leaders for Geelong program, which is a fantastic program that looks at leadership within the city, and I guess it's an opportunity to kind of look at, it's given me an opportunity to look at developing my interests and my interest areas, and I guess one of my passions is Geelong. I really love living in Geelong, and I just sort of wanted to talk, leading into this talk, which is relevant to my presentation tonight, but I just really wanted to say that I used to come to Geelong when I was a girl with my family, and we used to visit some family friends who had some children around my age, and I can remember they used to live in Maud Street, and we used to walk in the mornings, my friend and I used to walk into Moorabool Street and grab bread from the bakery there, and we used to walk over the hill, and I used to always be amazed coming from the city, how beautiful, like the city of Melbourne, how beautiful the bay was when you'd walk over the hill and you could see the bay in the background. And I used to always think what a pretty place Geelong was. And I used to think it had a lot going for it. It's, you know, country town feel, great sporting facilities, and they always, you know, and fantastic schools. And we used to hear that from them. They were quite a big family. And when I moved here in the mid-90s, I can remember thinking that Geelong, like I just came here for a short stay, just to move here for 3 months, and I can remember thinking, you know, Geelong wasn't in a great place at that time. It was at the demise of Pyramid, and the town didn't have a great feel about it. And sort of as I've stayed on longer, it took me quite a while to make a decision whether I would stay here permanently or not. And I remember when we had our children, I said to my husband, we have to make a decision whether we're moving back to Melbourne or we're going to stay in Geelong for schools. And I knew, like, we'd made the commitment to stay here, and I think Geelong is a fantastic city. It's very unique, being by the bay, having such good proximity to schools and sporting venues. And that's really the future for Geelong, is, you know, it's an events type of city. It's got a lot to sell with the development of Avalon Airport becoming an international airport into the future. Geelong's going to be a really key stopping point. And I guess when I joined the Leaders program, because I do feel very passionate about Geelong, and now that I've been here for nearly 20 years, I actually feel very much like a local because I've had quite a long connection with Geelong. The Green Roofs project that Tony and I are involved with really appealed to me because it's really looking at Geelong, it's looking at selling Geelong, and it's looking at sustainability for Geelong. In our project team, there's actually 5 members, and I just wanted to mention those people tonight because they've all played a very integral role in the Green Roofs project. And Green Roofs, to me, was a very foreign concept probably 6 months ago, and now it's, you know, it's something that I could really see could be part of our future in Geelong that would be really, I think, would really set us apart as a city. So Tony's part of our project team. We've got Darren Saunders, who's from City of Geelong, Rebecca Bone from Deakin, and Jason Doon from Biotech. We've got a lot to think about in Geelong as we move forward. I think, you know, clearly the demographics are changing here. Clearly we've got these huge growth corridors, and we've got to really look at how we're going to be sustainable and what are we going to have to offer into the future as a city, and how are we going to keep people interested, because we're moving away from some of the old types of infrastructure that we and industry that we used to rely on, and we need to move forward and think about how we can move ahead, and we need to think about how we can do that not increasing our footprint on the earth, and how we can make things more sustainable for people who live here, and to make it the kind of city in 20 years' time that you still walk over the hill in Moorabool Street and feel a connection to the city and feel this is a place I want to be in and I want to live here. So I guess the Green Roofs project is really just looking at, and many cities around the world are actually starting to look at green roofs, and I might just flick to the next slide. Thank you. And this is just some pictures of green roofs. I'm not sure it's not very clear on there. But there's some, sorry, I'll just go back. some pictures of some green roofs. So there's really some fairly innovative work and design work that can be done with green roofs to make much more livable spaces for people. And there are some costs and some outlays that relate to that. But there's also, I can imagine walking over Moorabool Street and looking down and just thinking, you don't just see the bay in the background, but you see a whole lot of really green walls and roofs. And I think it would really be quite spectacular. And we've actually done some work with a company called Photo Green, who have actually just done some mock-ups for us. And probably one of the biggest eyesores in Geelong would be the Civic car park just around the corner here. Might just flick to the next photo. There it is. And I can remember when I first came to Geelong thinking, oh goodness me, what is that? And who thought that was a good idea? And we've just done a mock-up of a potential green wall on this as a concept. Next. And I think that just looks way better. And I just think if we could have that sort of imagery all through the city and on rooftops, it would really make Geelong be a complete standout. And really, we could be a leading city in the world if we were doing this. And we're really looking, at how we could develop and how we can make ourselves different and how we can stand out. But also, how can we be sustainable and how can we think about our future? And we've got some challenges because we are a north-facing city, so we need to look at plants that will be sustainable in the space here. And we've also done a mock-up of the toilet block down at Eastern Park, which is quite cute. And we think would be very doable and very easy to achieve. So really, the reason I'm here tonight is we've actually got a green roof seminar ourselves that we're holding, and we'd like to invite you all along. And Vicky said that she'll put something on the website for that and possibly email some information out. That's on the 21st of November from 5 to 7, and we'll be providing drinks and nibbles. So we'd really encourage you to come along and...
Even bigger budget than us, Katie.
We've applied for funding. And we've also got some speakers coming who we hope will have some really good buy-in into this project. And who've shown a commitment so far to being very interested in our concept. So we've got Councillor Michelle Hegarty, Professor Hisham... the head of Deakin School of Architecture, Stuart Tyler from Photo Green. And Photo Green's done an extensive amount of work on green roofs and green walls in Australia, and the largest company at the moment doing that. And Callum Dockick from the School of Engineering, and he's done a quick guide for green roofs. So we really hope that you can come to that event, and it's really today just to give you some information on it. And
we're about
to
do, sorry.
At Deakin Waterfront. Yeah. Yep. And I've got a flyer up there, so we'll give that out. And some people have got it already, which just gives the address and where we're going.
So what's the challenges for actually making that happen?
Look, probably the biggest challenges that we anticipate, I mean, there's a number, but yeah. I guess you need to have the right type of roof to be able to do it.
Yeah.
There's infrastructure that goes into doing that, which comes at a cost. And it's really engaging building owners. And that's probably one of the big challenges, mm-hmm. is getting building owners on board with the project and committing to it. It's got a huge potential. I mean, if you're looking down onto the city, you could really, it would make us really stand out.
Can
we
ask, I think it's on the board, right? I was just wondering if you could
Yep, absolutely. Look, there's certainly where the concept would include recycling water. It's certainly greening the environment. It certainly makes many living spaces much more livable.
So like they've got a cooling heat.
Yes, there's cooling. Passive.
Yes,
it does.
Yeah. I think calculations to perhaps encourage building owners to look at the conversion. There's issues there with structural matters.
Yep.
If there's savings from cooling and heating, that may offset.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So is there some way of calculating all that? Or what?
Well, do you want to jump in at this stage?
So, yeah, there is. One of the speakers on the night will be Julie Francis from the City of Melbourne. The City of Melbourne and the five inner Melbourne councils are developing the absolute one-stop shop resource for green roofs and green walls and facades.
That's
called the Growing Green Guide. This will be the regional launch. And that is pretty much a self-help manual for planners, building owners, architects, whoever, in terms of those sorts of technical aspects around green roofs. What we've done is through Deakin University and Caleb Dockage, who Lou mentioned, is developing a roof-type guide that will enable a building owner to quickly work out whether or not that sort of thing is possible on their roof or not, and on what's possible on their wall structure, so that they don't overinvest in the technology.
Well, yeah, put your hands together and thanks very much for listening.